Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the BJ Report. I'm your host, Bards, and with me...
Jerry.
This episode of the BJ Report is being recorded by Squadcast using two separate locations. There's a podcast in which we take different views, news, and popular topics and make fun of them just for the sole purpose of learning nothing. Jericho, how are you?
Negative one.
What are you talking about?
That's how cold I was today. Beverages.
So, yes, we've had a few beverages. We're up and ready to go. And it was cold.
I'm amped up. It was fucking freezing.
It was very cold.
I was like, my pizza was, mate, it was, as soon as it got there.
It must have been tomato soup.
Yeah, literally, no, mate, it was bad. It became stale so quickly. I was like, yeah, this could have gone in the oven a little bit longer, boss man.
Yeah, we went out for a few drinks for the first time in a while, actually. Having a beverage outside.
Yes, it was nice.
And it wasn't the warmest of days today.
Indeed.
So indeed. It's fine because it kept the beer cold, so it's not too bad.
To the what?
It kept my beer cold, so it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And my double vodka and Red Bull.
I think you took it too far, really.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? I should have got a fucking cider or something. A bottle of White Ace.
Or just a lemonade would have done you.
That's true, yeah. The hint of gin.
Wink, wink.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, wee, wee. Anyways, talk to me, bro. How's your day been, man?
Not too bad. Looking forward to the weekend. Got those 3 days coming up. And I want to do you know what? Nothing.
It's Friday. It's Saturday. Saturday. Ah!
Exactly.
It's Friday. Yeah, I get it.
How's your week been, Jerry?
Oh, mate, it's been long, long, stressful.
Stressful?
No, it's just long.
Yeah, you don't seem like the kind of guy to stress out unnecessarily. You don't seem like the kind of guy to overreact over necessary things.
Maybe. Not. But I'm telling you, I am a bit... Woo! I'm feeling it.
Good, man. Good. As long as the energy's pumping, that's all
energy's
that matters.
Energy's fucking there, bro. Energy's all there. I am amped. And I need to crack on.
Right. Let's do this. Body. Are you ready?
Day 15 in the Big Brother house.
There's something wrong with you today. I don't know what it is. He's quoting
Body Big Brother. Hassani is sipping on his water at 9:15 p.m. Jericho enters the room.
If anyone wants to co-host this podcast with me, please.
All right, go on. What's your fucking article? I'm done. I went first yesterday, last week.
Right.
Short term.
Let's do this. I've got an article. You've got an article. Let's do this. So since I'm going first, okay. So I'm going to read out the headline. WWE's champion said he knew he'd be a champion after a fortune teller predicted it when he was 10.
Oh, shit.
British wrestler Drew Who's McIntyre.
There? Drew McIntyre? McIntyre. Who the hell was that?
Well,
WWE. Look, I remember it was WWF.
Yeah, I remember that. WWF.
That's the Federation. You youngsters don't understand that. That was The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mankind, Kane, Undertaker.
Stone Cold Stunner.
You know, Rikishi and Too Cool, mate, out of my face. We are, elite. That was the Attitude Era, the elite. They made World Wrestling Federation. It is today.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. So, British wrestler Drew McIntyre went to a palm reading in Blackpool, and he was told he'd be a famous entertainer.
Oh no!
Now the WWE icon has released an autobiography, A Chosen Destiny.
Wow. Sounds very vegan.
It sounds like a lot of shit is what it sounds like.
Oh, here we go.
I'm glad I've picked this topic, and I've purposely picked on it because I want to speak about palm readers and fortune tellers and what the hell this is all about. So imagine how vague that is. So the description was, you'll be a famous entertainer.
Oh yeah.
What would I do? Something entertaining. You're gonna do something. Yeah, but what am I gonna be? You're gonna be entertaining a lot of people in big crowds.
You'll be entertaining human beings.
How vague is that? Also,
that is. Oh god.
Let's say it doesn't happen. Then what? Maybe they meant I'm going to be entertaining. What, family, friends? You can portray that any way you want.
I'd sue her.
Sue who?
Yeah, fucking fortune teller.
Well, we don't know if it's a him or her, to be honest.
Oh,
it's exactly. So imagine this. So he's gone through all this hard work, dedication. And have you seen these WWE guys? They're pretty big. They're pretty swole. Okay.
Yeah, they're swole.
They're pretty. Says that? Me, I'm saying it.
They're big guys. Swole.
But they're pretty dense. You've seen them.
My name's Bardi. I'm from Germany.
Also, for guys who are basically on steroids, they do a lot of fake punching.
They do, yeah.
You don't need all that muscle for a fake punch.
Well, they do all that heavy lifting and shit. They're lifting all these big men and slamming them into the ground and jumping off cages.
Well, and basically, that
you've got to be pretty agile for a big. No,
have you seen what's it? The rings that they use. They jump up, they bounce up and down. It's like a trampoline.
No, it's not like a trampoline. Oh,
come on. Okay, cool. So I'll pretend to punch.
Wrestling is real.
So you believe wrestling is real?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's choreographed.
I just want to talk about obviously fortune telling because.
Yeah, tell me, what's your thoughts on fortune telling, spiritual
healing,
spiritual healings, and artifacts? What keep you, you know, interested and good energy vibes and all of that jazz?
Okay, it's all bullshit. So let's just cut it straight there. Okay,
harsh.
It's not harsh. Okay.
How about the people who believe in it?
Okay, so what my thoughts are on those people?
Yes.
Well, I think these are very vulnerable people. That's what I think. Very, absolutely. Really. If I mean, what, first of all, why would you want to know the future? Where's the excitement in life?
There's no excitement.
Exactly. It's like this kid, well, when he was a kid, 10 years old, you're going to be a famous entertainer. Not really specific, but just something entertaining. And he's done all this hard work, you know, getting into the industry, making it, actually becoming a champion. It's like, well, it doesn't really matter because, you know, it's a palm reading. You knew that from the age of 10.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But also, how real is this? Come on, you don't really believe in this stuff, do you, Jerry?
No, I generally don't. You know, I do rub the Queen's nose with a 50 pence piece and I make a wish.
Why?
Have you seen the Queen's nose? Do you remember that? That was on BBC back in the day. These kids she had a magical 50 pence piece and they'll rub the nose. Yeah, I swear to you. It's called a Queen's nose. Google it now. They used to rub the nose and make a wish.
Nah. I'd never heard of this. But here's the thing. People like this are very vulnerable, or people who believe in good luck superstitions. It's like, I remember I read, whilst finding this, found another article, and it's about a guy who, for good luck, threw coins inside the engine of an airplane and broke it. What a twat.
Yeah, he's an idiot doing it. No, to be fair, what
how
we do
you do that?
What I've been doing when I was a kid, like New Year's Day, not like on New Year's when I was younger.
Oh yeah.
We used to have coins, like a bunch of coins.
Okay.
And then we'll shake it in our hands and when it was New Year we'll throw up in the air.
Why?
Yeah, celebrate like good wealth.
What a bunch of stupid kids. No, is that Filipino tradition?
It's like a family thing we used to do. You're grilling my family, you fucking cunt. Fuck you, mate.
Oh, no, we never used to do any of that. We never. Yeah, no, we were smart. We were just smart as a family.
Yeah, I know. You used to just peel tomatoes and eat that for New Year's dinner.
We used to eat live goats. No, but...
Eat onions.
What were you going? Why the hell? So you'd have to pick up the coins afterwards, like victims.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one of my wishes.
We'd have to hoover it up. No, I'm joking. No, we had to pick up individually. Usually, it was like pound coins, £2 coins. Yeah, that was the only pretty much the only thing.
But
no, I mean, not really extreme. Like,
but what do you think?
What will heal your soul?
No, none of that
fortune telling nonsense either.
What's the point of it? It's like I mentioned earlier. Why would you want to know the future? What good can come out of that?
Yeah, it's bad. What, if I knew the future, fuck me, mate. You'd just be living on the edge.
You wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. This might jeopardize this. This might jeopardize that.
Yeah.
You know, this kid who, when he went there, when he was 10 years old. You got to think about it. He just went there because he's a 10-year-old kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't know better.
No, of course.
Well, obviously, it's good publicity, though.
I'm not blaming the 10-year-old kid. I'm blaming, well, okay, he's stupid. I mean, I don't know what the parents were doing. But
oh, here we go.
I don't know what the parents would do. They should have been, obviously. But I'm saying anyone who's 18 plus, who's an adult and believes this stuff,
yeah,
for me, doesn't make sense. I've had my palm read recently.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. I've had the.
Oh, what happened?
I've had the fortune of having it read.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
No. So what they said was, obviously, I let them know I'm not a believer, but I've had my palm read. And they said, based off the lines of my hands, they said that this can be a big move for me. When I'm in my 60s, like a big move, I want to move country or something big. I was like, okay, fair enough. I mean, big moves happen all the time from any fucking age. But apparently when I'm in the 60s, there's a 10-year gap there that something could happen.
Yeah.
And they also said I'm going to have one kid. And they said that my health line is apparently very good. So they're giving medical advice now as well.
Big up.
Forget the NHS. Talk to these guys.
Talk to the gypsy.
I don't see the point of people becoming fortune tellers. I don't think there's a future in it.
Yeah. I like that one.
There's no fortune. There's no future fortune telling careers.
Oh God. But you know that is that's all. That's your problem, mate.
What? That I'm not open minded. You know,
his hard work. He pretty much worked hard for it and he got it.
Who? Oh yeah, no, exactly. But I'd rather he does that, works hard, builds a career, gets in the industry and gets recognition as a champion, as opposed to saying, oh, it's all right, because I had my lines in my hand read in a specific way. It just doesn't make any sense. Also, do you know what this person told me as well? So just obviously further back the bullshit in case they get it wrong. What they said was, the information that I give you now is based off the future that you will have in your current situation. But obviously, if your circumstances change, you will have a different future. So it's like, how does that make sense? So they went...
Future's the future, regardless of your choices.
Well, here's the thing. So I was like... So I said to them, so you're telling me now I'm going to have one kid. But if I have two, it's because of a change of circumstances, which is like... So either way, they're going to win. So basically, they've got a license. It's like, I've got a license to say anything I want and back myself. And they also tried to compare it to therapy as well, which is...
That's your people.
No, that's not my people.
I can see you in a room full of like hippies in robes and incense burning.
Yeah, exactly.
And purple stones around you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, oh, good meditation. Energy, man. Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, bro. Let's make some weed. It's for the earth.
Ooh, man. It's natural. What? It's just a plant, man. It's just a plant. It's
natural, bro.
It's just baking powder mixed with some.
It's a bit of baking powder with some cornstarch, bro.
Yeah, exactly, man. You just mix it up and it has an effect, as Cat Williams said in his stand-up. It just has this natural effect if you mix these ingredients together.
Big up, Cat Williams.
But I just want to say, obviously, first of all, I'm totally against fortune telling. People can believe what they want. But how comes they never predict big disasters? How comes they're never there?
That's so true.
How comes they're never there?
It's like your goal with the asparagus.
Exactly. Exactly, it's like the girl with the asparagus. Because right now, if fortune telling was real, let me tell you, the likes of fucking Joseph Fritzl and Hitler wouldn't have been as famous as they are now. Let me tell you right now, all the big disasters in the world, there would be none. There would be no bad things ever happening.
It'll be all peace.
Honestly, we may as well be like that guy with the stones and the rock and the positive energy and the like the Big Lebowski, the dude.
It would be like that.
Exactly.
100%.
But however, 100%. When there are actual crimes taking place, these guys never be to be seen. It's like, well, why didn't he tell us? Huh? You guys didn't ask. Also, they'll find out some next bullshit answer.
That's so true. It's like there's psychics, you know, and a fortune teller.
Yeah.
Psychics. I don't know.
Imagine every disaster in the world. So I've mentioned obviously a few here.
You can prevent it.
But even big, let's say like the tsunamis and everything.
Pandemic.
Where were you during all this?
Where were you, big man?
Why didn't someone go, right, before you eat that bat, don't eat it, okay?
Exactly. Behave yourself.
Right, stop dipping the bat in ketchup and mayonnaise. Don't have that, all right?
Duck and black bean sauce. Don't be... No. But no, yeah. Bat in black bean sauce. No.
So this is Behave. The... This is the reason I picked this article, because genuinely I wanted to, obviously, if he I hope he's listened to WWE champion. They said forget all the conspiracies, forget all the palm reading. The reason you're a champion is because you made yourself a champion. Nothing else happened before that.
You worked hard and you got it.
You worked hard, you made it, you should be proud of yourself. I didn't believe in WWE either, because I think it's just rubbish. But you know, some people like it. Good on them. But it's nothing to do with fortune telling.
I don't believe in it, mate. Like, we have that, you know, Filipinos are, yeah, we're just, I don't know, man. We're superstitious when it comes to, like, God and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you like rocks and good energies, not really.
But even like, yeah, but it's...
Sorry, pal. No. Sorry, pal.
It's all right. It's all right.
Not the thing.
Not the thing for me. But yeah, no, that's my article. I just wanted to pick up on this point about fortune telling. Tell him the guy that he's a champion because he made himself a champion. Nothing to do with fortune telling.
Exactly. You worked hard and you made it. Exactly. Simple as that.
I told you. Evil people around the world, all these dictators and all the problems they have around the world, all the wars, none of them would happen if fortune telling was real, because they would have prevented it a long time ago.
True.
I'm telling you. I mean, there's nothing to gain from it. There's nothing to gain, honestly. But yeah, that's me, man. That's me. That's my article for the week, bro. I found it. And I was like, you know what? This is the one I'm going with.
Mine is completely opposite to yours. Mine's such an odd one.
It's about not being able to tell the truth and the future.
No. What is it? Mine's actually odd. Mine is, my girlfriend asked me to sleep with her twin sister and I didn't know what to do.
Say yes.
Know, it's a bit,
say yes.
It's a bit different.
Just say yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah. You say, okay.
It would have been awkward if you'd have gone, oh, I've already done it.
Maybe, yeah.
I've already been there.
So, yeah, her name was Kate.
Okay.
So and the twin, and then the twin sister was called Duplicate.
You idiot. You fucking idiot. Oh, what a pun. All right, the weekly pun from Jerry.
That was epic. Oh. Oh my god, I was dropping this liquor so good. By the way, I don't support drinking, but if you ever drink gin, it's like this raspberry gin from Co-op. So good. Anywho's, yeah, a man has taken to Reddit to ask for some
fucking gin. All right.
How good is that? A man has taken to Reddit to ask. Wait, I was, you know, I've been working on that fucking on this article
for weeks
since Monday. For Monday.
for that one bit.
Yeah, fucking.
Oh god.
Bang tidy. A man has taken to Reddit to ask for some much needed advice after his girlfriend told him she wants him to physically be intimate with her twin sister to help her get over a bad breakup. So yeah, she's got the approval.
Permission slip signed.
Yeah, exactly. The hall pass has signed. You know, what do you do in this situation?
Also, hold up. Why doesn't the other sister get a say in this? Was she just going to go abide by whatever the other twin says?
Yeah.
Well,
so he took this to Reddit.
What did Reddit say?
What do you think Reddit said? Go fucking do it, mate.
You should have already been doing it.
It could have been a trap.
Oh, okay.
You got to think about it. It could have been a test.
It's been a test. It's been a trap, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. You got to think about it like that.
Okay, I'll do it. What? Huh? Okay, I'll do it. Are you mental? I was just joking. You dirty, dirty animal. That's how breakups happen. That's how it starts.
So what he wrote was, so I'm in a very bizarre situation right now. Mm-hmm. I've been dating this amazing girl for a little over 2 years, and it's been an absolute blast. She's attractive, cheerful, kind, supportive. We have a great relationship.
Hold on.
She also happens to have an identical twin.
I was just going to ask. Is if it's identical, I would say no. Because if you're going to have a change, have a change.
That's true. They've been staying together here since you started, since they started uni.
Yeah.
But they go to different unis. They naturally hang out together,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty comfortable with each other. So okay. him, yeah. So yeah, mental. So a dude broke his heart, broke her heart.
Yeah.
The twin's heart. A dude broke the twin's heart.
Okay.
And she took it hard. And she's devastated. She's fucked. She's depressed.
What do you mean she took it hard?
All the time low. So she, yeah, she's depressed. She's depressed. She's like devastated.
Okay.
Self-esteem and self-worth is not great.
Okay.
And yeah.
So what was the outcome out of all of this then? Do you reckon he did it?
That's the thing. It's not.
Also, how does he know that he wasn't already doing it? The sister was just swapping unis every month.
He's probably gone balls deep in both.
Yeah, exactly.
Without knowing,
exactly. Because it's difficult to tell with identical.
He thought it was a joke at first, but she was serious. Like, the twin sisters spoken about it with her. They've both got in touch and saying, look, this is serious. You know, let's just go ahead and do it. Pretend I am my sister to make her feel better.
Bloody
hell. So he's in a predicament right now. So you got to think about it. You're this dude. You're this lucky guy.
Yeah.
Whose twin sister wants to have sex with you, right?
Okay.
And you don't know how it's going to be like. Maybe the twin sister ends up having feelings for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about it. My feelings for him start jeopardizing his relationship. She might just like...
Well, to
sabotage it, she'll take the piss, really.
Okay, but realistically, if this question even appears, there is no future with his current girlfriend. But what's he going to do? Let's say he sleeps with the sister once, and then they continue to have a, you know, they get married, whatever, and they have kids. What's he going to do? Yeah, or your auntie as well, both of them at the same time. How is it going to work? I mean, there's not really... Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. Like, oh, baby, I want to marry you. And then you, like, the sister's there. Oh, I'm marrying her. You look the same. I fucked you. Yeah. But, you know.
Oh, you're a bridesmaid. And you don't know which one you're marrying because they're identical.
Exactly. It's going to be like, you know when you're, like, proper drunk and, like, you start seeing double. You heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. You're intimate with a woman and you're drunk. You see double. Like you're on your back and you see like it's gonna be like that actually. But there's actually gonna be two of them.
Exactly.
That is mental.
It'll be four.
That would be. I'll do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. 100%.
To be fair, like I said, if this question is being raised, there is no future with this person anyway. Go for it.
It's been 2 years. Yeah. Do you know what? To be fair, 2 years is not a long time. He likes her. She's funny and whatever. But that should be an automatic red flag.
Exactly. If that question should be raised, there should be red flags.
I want you to bang my twin sister.
In front of me.
But I see a future with you and get married with you.
I wish you'd
have babies. Get out of my face.
But he probably knew all this was going to happen because he probably went to a fortune teller.
But you've got to remember in this on this side as well, he's gonna bang this girl, right?
Yeah,
he's banging this girl, his girlfriend.
Huh.
But it's just weird how psychotic she must be in the first place to suggest
red flags. You've said it, there should be red flags all over the place.
It's definitely red flags,
slash opportunities.
Yeah, oh, bang my sister is a fetish of mine.
It's not a fetish, and though.
But actually, how fuck do you have to be banging someone with low self-esteem, someone who's a bit emotional, and just pretty much taking advantage of their mental health?
Yeah, I mean, taking advantage of someone vulnerable. I just don't understand what the main sister, so the girlfriend, is doing. I mean, what kind of a favor is that? Imagine, what's the matter?
Do you know what I mean?
He's left you. Okay. Would you want? Do you want Mark to come and visit you? Huh? He's really good.
He's a nice guy, too.
Nice guy, too. Hey. He's gentle.
You can pretend to be me. You can pretend to be me.
Put these earrings on.
Wear my thongs.
Oh, my days.
He likes it this way.
But we say that, but we would all say yes, I think. I think we'd all say yes.
I don't know.
Come on, Jerry. Don't be silly.
No, if I didn't know about that like little mental thing.
Yeah, to be fair, the vulnerability is a problem.
Yeah, he knows about it.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's difficult for him.
Would we want to do it? Yes. Should you do it? No. However, I wouldn't see any future with a current girlfriend either.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like I said, what are you going to do? Have kids. What are you going to do? Have kids? And then your kids know that you banged your auntie?
That's true, yeah.
Well, no, your auntie, their auntie, because that'd be weird.
Wow, you banged Aunt Michelle.
Sorry, why do these people? Why do these kids have an accent? Sorry, what was that?
It's a consummate accent.
It sounded Filipino, mate.
No,
hi. How you doing, auntie?
Wait, we don't sound like that, firstly.
You do?
Hi, need... What's up? I need job, yeah?
Well, he's German. Does he sound like Bruno?
What's up, yeah?
Hello.
Anywho,
I want my moral job, like a nurse in Jordage. I'm from the Philippines.
I'm good nurse or a nanny. I'm very good nanny.
I'm good with kids.
I'm very good with kids.
Very. I'm very.
Very good. I live inside your home.
Yeah.
I live in the back. That's so bad. Anywho.
Okay. Let's get back on track.
That's my article of the day. If that happens to you, if you know, if you're in his predicament, what would you do?
Ooh.
Oh, do you know what? Send us an email. I want to know.
I'm curious to find out what people would actually do. What we want to do versus what we would actually do. Listen, everyone knows what we would want to do. I want to know what you would actually do. And if you actually say yes, then that's fine. That's fine. And if you actually say no, no. Yeah. But I want to know exactly, every listener here, what would you do if you were in that situation?
What would you do?
Would you take advantage of a depressed...
Vulnerable
person, yeah, with a completely smacked of a sister, to raise these points? Or do you take the advantage and take the opportunity and have the same woman again? Because it's the same person, essentially.
It's essentially the same person. who just wants to reenact a good relationship, which is a bit weird.
For about 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. For 10 minutes and that's it done.
That's it done.
She just wants to feel that passion. It's like in The Matrix. You know when Neo kisses that woman in the toilet? I want you to kiss me like you kiss her. I want to feel it.
You're quite an actor yourself.
You like that? That was great. Good French accent there. Yeah, please do send us.
Please do let us know. On. Honestly, I think it's been a good episode so far. Please, if you have any articles, I've mentioned it in the past, email us, contact@thebjreport.com.
Boom.
You know, contact@thebjreport.com. Email it over. Any article you have, but if you want to send us a direct message, Jerry, how can they get a hold of us?
_thebjreport.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah.
You make it sound like some radio advert. On Instagram.
_thebjreport.
Terms and conditions apply.
Anyways, that is episode 15.
That's episode 15. Please subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel. It's just audio for now until we can actually get together and record this face-to-face, which will be coming very soon. I know I say it every week, but please do wait for it because then the games will change. We'll have guests on and it's going to be a completely dynamic.
Indeed.
And then you get to see the real Bard and Jerry on the big screen and see what we're actually like.
Anyway, thank you very much, peeps. Dem,
thank you very much for listening again. Please like, subscribe, give us feedback. If you see us, if you know us, write to us, give us some feedback on how you think the podcast is going. We'd really appreciate it. Anything positive, negative, we just want the feedback for now. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye bye.